Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host, producer, is Christina Liu. And this is actually our last segment. The show just flies. What I want to do is just give out Dahlia's number again, 516-707-9022. She did a great job, and she's a special lady, and I want to thank her again. But more importantly, if you have a question, you call her. But also what I do like, and I don't think we've been telling this to people, Christina, if you call somebody, tell them you saw it on the show.
Because yeah, it
comes back to us. One, you'll be treated better. But Dahlia said, if she refers somebody, I want the person treated special.
Yeah.
I refer somebody to a person, I don't want you to call them back a week later. I want you to call them back that afternoon because it's coming from John and Peter.
That's right. We got a high standard here. We have a high bar. So guests better stick to
it. The bar has gotten higher today. And it gets higher every week. And next week we have Kyle. Kyle Strober, just a quickie. Kyle Strober was Chuck Schumer's chief of staff.
Right.
So he's a well-informed individual. He was supposed to be here maybe 2 months ago. I forget what happened, to be honest with you.
It was the crazy storm, hurricane, whatever.
It was okay. So we didn't have anything. We had a repeat. Right. I knew there was a reason why. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, I mean, he will be, especially on Long Island, a wealth of information for what's going on and what still has to be done. Because mm-hmm. there's so much for the reopening of stuff. It's heartbreaking
when you
see businesses, 2,800, this is as of the end of last month, have gone out of business in the city. We're not talking about Nassau County.
No.
And I was with Laura Curran this week. Actually, I was with her twice this week. And the fight to revitalize Nassau. It sounds terrible, revitalize, but it's just a matter of getting things opened. But you have to still be safe.
Yeah.
So you have to have distance.
There has to be like a balance, frankly, you know, and that's what I think, you know, because there's so many issues and, you know, we've said too, it's just, there's so much that's been impacted, you know, by this. It's not even just the health component of things. It's just like the shoot-offs that happened because of this. So it's really, like I said, it involves so much of thinking outside the box and finding out a way because, you know, people can't keep going. And I look at these business owners and it's just, it's heartbreaking, you know, as you said, and it's something has to give. And like I said, but still be safe. So it's really kind of figuring out a way to do that. And so fingers crossed, I'm sure that we're going to get there. You know, I think, you know, what I always try to remind myself when I feel, you know, frustrated or upset, you know, is that when this first happened in March, you couldn't feel an end in sight. You know, you couldn't feel things were going to get better. You know, you were in such terror, you were scared to touch a package, you know, everyone's like, you know, hazmated suit up. It's, you know, and then it's as the months went on and you grasp, you know, nothing's fully back, but there's little things that you were able to kind of still do. Like I said, there was beautiful weather. And so you were able to enjoy the outside, you know, so there's little things and it's, you know, so it's like, you just, when you think it can't get better, things will slowly getting there. And it's just, you got to have faith in this whole crazy, crazy world. But.
And I'm not going to throw anything negative because I, mm-hmm. honestly, you are my idol, Christina. But we still have to be respectful at 200.
Absolutely.
And each day it keeps happening. So
yeah,
Christina has the absolute perfect attitude. And I compliment her because, you know, when the going gets tough, that's when Christina comes into the picture to try to brighten your day. So that's tremendous. I'll never take that
from her.
No,
and it's scary. You know, and I want
the same thing. You got to be careful.
It is, you know, and that's, and I totally want to remind people, you know, it's, everything has to be done safely. And yes, things are annoying, but wearing a mask is not that terrible, you know? So I just want to tell people that are so resistant to it, I don't really understand because it's not the end of the world. Yes. Okay. Maybe an ideal situation. You don't want to have to walk around wearing a mask, but you know what I did? I embraced the mask. I started to find fun prints on a mask. You know, so if I'm going to have to wear this mask, I'm going to make sure it's coordinating with whatever I'm wearing, you know, so whatever gets you through the day, you know, is something. And, you know, what we always say, and Supervisor Bosworth had mentioned that too, is that you have to always maintain being respectful of everyone else's comfort level in this too. You know, like I said, in my own house, my husband is still, he works outside, luckily, but he's in a school district, you know, environment. So it's scary. You know, there's people, you hear these things and it gets you very nervous, you know? So it's all about respecting everyone's kind of thing and not dropping, letting your guard down. I have to say, you know, is, you know, wash your hands, sanitize things, and just be mindful of certain things. You know, like I was talking to my mom about it, and there are certain little things, you know, you'll hear something kind of might be close to home, and but it serves as a reminder to still be really aware, you know, just, you know, don't get too comfortable is really the kind of the thing. So, right. Like and I said, everyone's got their own vibe.
You got to watch out for yourself. I was in Sloan last week and in the waiting room, and they have the seats blocked off. So there's, you know, but I was sitting in one, and then somebody comes and sits kind of opposite me, which was fine. But everybody's compromised there. So he takes his mask off to have a drink of water or something. That's fine too. Then he's coughing, but he never put his mask back on. But he was an old man. And I said, I wasn't going to say anything to him. I left. Yeah. I went on the other side. I said, guess what? I could turn around and say, put the thing back on. I'm going to say, again, I shouldn't say he's an old man, but maybe he was in his 80s. So maybe he had a hard time with it trying to breathe.
Yeah.
Thinks trying to breathe
of
through.
Of course, of course.
No, but from my point of view, I have to do what I feel. You know, so in that case, I said, I'm not sitting here by you. There was only one chair in between us. So I went on the other side of the office until he called me. But
no, I think that's really, you know, and that's a good point too, because I think, you know, we're in such a society where everyone wants to like attack everyone and yell, right. You're not doing this, you're not doing this. You know, but you're right, John, you know, you weren't comfortable in the situation. So you removed yourself from that situation, you know, and I think about that all the time. You know, if I'm at the grocery store, you know, let's say, and I feel, you know, I adjust my route based upon my comfort level. So if I see an aisle, there's too many people, I'm going to go around the other way, you know, like, so you have to, and it's little things that you can do to make you feel safer. So
Let me just tell you a quick grocery store story. Maybe 2 months ago, I don't go to the store, Steph doesn't let me, but that particular day I was coming home from work and the kids wanted quiche, the baby, the 1 year old. Well, he didn't want it. I mean, my daughter wanted it.
I was like, oh, I like that. He's like, I would like a quiche, please.
So I said, I'll get the pie shells. So I go into the store to get the pie shells and then everybody's online. Mm. And then there's two registers. Everybody's online. And I look and I said, but there's nobody on this register. That guy was just finishing. I walked right up to that line and checked out. Mm-hmm. And my wife says, John, everybody gets on the one line.
It's okay. You pulled a Barbara. My mom is infamous for doing that and totally not realizing. Cause like, oh, I don't know.
I just did it. She said, nobody said anything. I said, no. I saw the guy finishing. I'm saying, idiots, they're online for what? And I got out and nobody said a word to me. But now that I know, I would never do it again. I'd be afraid.
Yeah. No, it's you know, it's getting used to these different adjustments. But I have to say, I'm so impressed too with all these different stores and the different protocols they put up. And, you know, I was in, I went to a ShopRite near my job and they actually have a guy sitting there who sprays down all the carts before you take the cart, you know, I think it's great. You know, it offered, and I was in a TJ Maxx I went to, which was my first time, which was a huge occasion for myself. And there was a person there who sprays it down and it takes it very serious, you know? So if you try to grab that cart without getting it sprayed down, you know, you're not able to. So I'm really impressed with the, and I think you have to, as a local business, you know, embrace these safety things because what that does for me personally is it makes me feel more comfortable, you know, going to your establishment. So if there are certain things, you know, cause listen, there was one restaurant I went to with my husband early when things started opening up, an outdoor restaurant, but we didn't feel that it was all the safety kind of protocols were, you know, it was a little too crowded for our liking. So we never went back, you know, it was, and that was outside, you know, so it's like I said, there's certain things that you have to, you know, if I'm at a place that makes me feel comfortable, I'm going to go back to that place. So I think that's also something that people need to, you know, to keep in mind as well.
What you just said about TJ Maxx is very important, because I would go to TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
They have respect for you. So you'd go back. I mean, it's, I think it's a good store anyway. That's not the point.
And they only let a certain amount of people in at a time.
So, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, it was, but it like moved, and they had a really solid system. I was so impressed.
Good.
I really was. And everyone had their mask, so it was space. And like stores have rearranged kind of where things are, you know? So it was really, I was nervous at first, but I needed to run in to pick up something quickly. And I looked around, I was like, oh, but like, I felt, you know, all my worries. I was like, all right, this is great. This is not bad. You know, so it, I was able to cut, and all the registers are in these like cubicle things blocked off. It's really amazing how they redid. Well, at least the one I went to, it was.
Right. Okay.
But that's it. I also want to just give people a quick highlight of different shows that are coming up and topics, because I think they're so great. We mentioned Kyle Strober, who is with Association for Better Long Island. That's next week. The following week, October 9th, is going to be U.S. Congresswoman Kathleen Rice, which is very exciting. She's going to be on just talk about updates through the Congress updates, you know, during COVID. I think that's what's really great, is we're able to have all different kinds of realms and their updates and how they're being affected, especially different governmental branches of things. October 16th. We have on Thomas Kamber, who is the executive director of the Older Adults Technology Services, OAT Center, which should be great, because he's going to talk about all the different initiatives that are going on for seniors to get tech savvy and stay connected. Then we have Gina Saletti will be on October 30th. She's with Nassau County, a human resource director. She's actually going to discuss the voting procedures during this pandemic. Because that will definitely look a little different as well. So I think that'll be informative. November 6th, we're having on Marcus Toole, who is a lawyer, who's going to talk about estate planning and administration during COVID-19. November 13th, we have on Lisa Stern and Sarah Sampson, who are going to actually, they're with Family and Children's and the Safe Center. They're going to talk about elder abuse awareness and prevention, which is certainly going to be an important topic. And then November 20th, we have on Teresa Corrigan, who is one of the Nassau County judges. She'll be on. And then we're at Thanksgiving, and it's Black Friday day, and so we're off. So we have a repeat, and I'm going to have a bunch of different Thanksgiving old time radios will be on. So that's all the way through November, people.
and we're out of time. So it was perfect what you did today. It's always a pleasure being with you, Christina. You know it. I love you. And
right back at you.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. And we'll be back next week. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.